Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. You're very sprightly this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you get plenty of sleep last night?
I got plenty. I should say sleep all day yesterday. And all night.
Just napping, going
to
bed.
One of those days. You ever get those days where you're just like, man, you know what? I can take four naps. I'm still tired.
Only on days that end with Y. That's the only one.
Yeah.
Get it?
Every day.
Every day. Yeah. No, because I got your message, and I didn't realize it until after. I was out. Mm-hmm. I finally got the seats on my boat stained.
You stood me up.
I'm sorry.
You stood me up.
But I'm glad I didn't go. When I was going to say, once I finally saw your message, oh, great, you're going to have the popcorn poops all day today. I'm going to have to deal with that.
Oh, yeah.
Every 10 minutes, Hunter's going to go, I got to go to the bathroom.
Seriously, though.
I got to go to the bathroom.
For some reason, when I eat that theater popcorn, it goes right through me.
Well, that's like putting fresh lube in a car, man. Right. You're running hot. You're running smooth. Well, how was the movie, by the way?
It was great. Went and watched American Made.
That's the new Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
God, I love Tom Cruise.
You know what? I don't really believe in the Scientology thing. I think that's kind of out there, on his part. But the man can act.
He can act, dude. He's one of the greatest actors.
He makes great movies.
He makes amazing movies. I was just watching Born on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie. Vietnam movie. Fantastic acting. Anyway, but that movie does look great.
It was awesome.
Was it awesome?
It was a good movie.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it.
Well, okay. Was there any boobies in it?
Yes.
Yes.
Who's the girl?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
You tell me.
You need to see it. I don't know who she is. I don't know if she's a new actor. Or...
That's all I need. If there's boobies in there, I don't care if it's new, old actor, whatever. If there's boobies in there. Speaking of boobs, we're going to talk about the little things in life that make us happy.
like the little ones.
Little or big. Yes. Stick around. We got more to come. Well, hey there. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Do you mean it?
I do.
You do? Good, good. Because today...
It's my last day until I go camping.
Oh, that's right. You're off tomorrow and Friday. Well, let's make today a decent one, huh?
It's going to be a good one.
Could you try for once, God's sakes?
I'll give you a 50%
this day. Solid 50. Hard 50. Today we're talking about little things in life that make us happy. You know, we had a rough Monday, kind of Tuesday, dealing with life.
That's a little lighter note this morning.
Let's talk about little things in life that make us happy. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I was thinking about this last night. There's a lot of little things in life that make me happy. Can I share mine first?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have two little things in life that I absolutely love. Number one is a warm towel after a shower in the wintertime. You get a fresh, fluffy towel out of the dryer.
So here's my question, though. How are you getting a warm towel?
How am I getting a warm towel?
Yeah.
I got to run downstairs and grab it. But once you grab it out of the dryer, you time that perfectly. Oh.
See, I don't know if I can take getting out in that cold, cold, cold air downstairs to get it out of the dryer.
When I'm a rich man, when this amazing morning show of ours is syndicated across the country,
all right,
we're paid millions and millions of dollars for our funny bits and
millions.
Just witty personality. Millions. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a heated towel rack in the bathroom.
Why don't they? Do they have that?
Oh, yeah, they have that.
Heated towel rack.
You can get it at like Pier 1 Imports or something like that. Sky Mall. That's where you
there
get
you
a
go.
Sky Mall.
There you go.
So a nice warm towel.
And on the towel, it's going to say the Plan B Morning Show. In cursive.
No, it's going to say head and butt. So one side's for the head and one side's for the butt. So I don't confuse them.
White and brown.
And then, and then my other thing, and this is probably the greatest thing of all, the greatest little joy in life, is when plans that you're supposed to do get canceled. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than when Kiki says, oh, hey, by the way, so-and-so had to cancel. And I'm just like, yes! Pants come off.
Especially on a Sunday.
Oh, God. Back on the couch. Dude, it's the greatest thing.
Because we all know our wives, fiancés, girlfriends, whatever they are, fill your Sunday up full of useless stuff.
Useless stuff. We got to go see Bob and Becky. They're having it. And I'm like, oh.
God, it's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
You know what's on Sunday, right? Football.
Football. Or just maybe the fact that I want to sleep.
Right.
You know? I want to scratch and burp and just relax.
Right. So like you said earlier, you don't want to have pants on. I want to drink some beers and I want to watch some football.
Exactly. Canceled plans, man. That's the little things in life that are great.
One little thing that I like is when I get cell phone service. That's nice. It's a beautiful thing.
When the Wi-Fi kicks in, yes.
All right. Thank you.
Free Wi-Fi out of nowhere. Yeah, you got any other little things?
I got a few ones here. Yeah. When you have just enough milk for a bowl of cereal, that's beautiful.
When you empty the carton completely.
All right. Or how about when the elevator arrives the second you hit the button?
Oh, that first ding. You don't have to wait. You have no idea. You go to some of these older places, they don't have the countdowns. So you have no idea. It's just a guessing game at this point. Nice. I like
Here's another one. Clicking unscribe.
Emails, anything.
All right.
Unsubscribe. All right. Text message. That's a good feeling. That is a good feeling.
Yeah.
And then, but you're always a little skittish for a while.
A second, yeah.
Because you're waiting.
He's going to know.
He's going to Those are good ones. I like that. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What are the little things in life that make you happy? We'll go over some more here in just a little bit. Stick around. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Ass. 747, talking about little things in life that make us happy. 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
Like a brand new fresh razor on the skin.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're trimming up the giggle berries, nice smooth. What?
Yeah, yeah.
There was another thing, a little survey was done. Clean sheets. Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah,
nice clean sheets, you get in there.
That's a good one.
Finding money.
Oh.
That's fantastic.
It doesn't happen a lot.
No. I did, it happens for me usually after a night out. Like, then, like, 3 days later, I'm like, I swore I had more money. And then I'll find it in, like, a jean pocket. Like, yes! Mm-hmm. There it is!
I saw a lady at the casino the other day when I was DJing there, and she dropped, like, a $10 bill to go pay for a drink. I'm like, yes, I'm going to be a good Samaritan. So I get halfway there. I'm kind of, like, doing a fast jog, and some guy beat me to it. And I was like, damn it. That was my good deed.
I was going to be a good deeds on the list. Doing a good deed is
on the list. You know what? He picked it up and looked at me, too, and kind of smiled.
He's like, hey. Right, gotcha. I'm going to go win big on the slots machine because I did the good deed.
You bastard. That was my good deed.
That was mine. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What little things in life make you feel good, make you happy? WIRX, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Morning.
Larry.
My medical marijuana card.
Yes, indeed. That is a perfect one. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Later.
WIRX, hello.
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
So the best little thing
is
a brand new pair of socks.
Brand new. You know what? Amen to that. A nice, big, fluffy pair of clean socks that your big toe isn't poking out of.
First time slipping them on is that put on those shoes. The shoes you only wear every once in a while. Put them in. Oh, that's why I wear these shoes. New socks. You have to have a new pair of socks shoes.
I love it. I love it. That's a perfect little thing that makes life great. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yep. See you guys.
Bye.
Have you ever gotten a perfect pump?
A perfect pump? Oh, on your sneaks?
No, at the...
what? You know when you get your old pump sneakers and you get them just right? Like, I'm going to ball hard right now.
The perfect pump at the gas station when you let go of the lever.
Oh, yeah.
Right on, $15.
That's a nice one. You just watch it. Like, you feel manly when you
always look
that.
Around, too, like people are watching you.
Yeah, like, anybody see that? You know?
No.
I think you should get a free gallon if you do that. Like, pow! All right, here's another gallon because you're awesome.
I've done it, like, twice, and every time I've done it, I walked in and, like, I felt like I had to tell the cashier. And I, perfect pumped out there.
Perfect pumped. He's like, what? Get your Skittles. Get out of here, you weirdo. Rock 107 WIRX. What's the deal with peanuts?
What's the deal with peanuts? I don't know, Jerry.
That was a terrible Seinfeld impersonation, by the way. You know what? I'm sorry. So today, I think we can put a bow on this good things. Mm-hmm. Just everyone, at some point, just enjoy the little things.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy hitting all the green lights on the way home from work.
Little things that make you happy.
Yeah. Enjoy a nice cold beer after a long day.
You know what makes me happy in the beer subject is when they pour the wrong beer for somebody and they're like, hey, I got this extra beer. Would you like it? It's free.
Oh. I call that the guardian angel beer.
Right.
That's right.
The beer from God.
I'll take it.
Yes, I will have a free beer.
Thank you. Are you sure? I mean, I'll take it. I mean, that's great.
Give me that booze.
Yeah, come on now. I know what you did. Enjoy the little things in life. Smile. Mm-hmm. Be happy. I know sometimes life can bring you down.
Yeah.
Some terrible things happen, but
it's been a tough week, man. It really has. Yeah, it's been a tough week for pretty much all of us, we should say. So.
Yeah. I know Amanda enjoys the little things on you every once in a while.
You're damn right. Hey, it's not the size that matters. It's It's definitely the size that matters.
It's always the size. Now I'm sad. Rock 101.